Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly.
I'm not going to interrupt Nat King Cole, Wendy. If you want to, you can, but there's no way I'm interrupting Nat King Cole.
What does Nat have that I don't have? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
That's no way to start.
It's Wendy. It's Steve Bertrand. We're at Tree Time in Barrington, and honestly, you and I have talked about this place so many times. A lot of people are here for the very first time. Does it live up to the billing that we've given it? It does, doesn't it? Listen to this.
It's really magical when you walk in these doors. Magical. I want to mention we are broadcasting live from Tree Time. We're in Lake Barrington. It's the annual Tree Time Goodwill Artificial Christmas Tree Trade-In. Anybody bring an artificial tree to trade in? All right, great. Thank you very much.
Someone way in the back. Someone in Itasca, I heard them way in the back.
Perhaps someone's on their way in. You can stop by and drop off your tree for goodwill and enjoy the merriment. I believe there will be merriment.
There will be merriment later on. We have merriment scheduled in.
Why are you sitting up so high?
I'm not.
It's not very nice, really.
I'm not.
You're towering above everyone.
He likes the feeling of power, Steve. You know that.
I'm sitting on Bob Dylan's Nobel Prize.
And that gives you the feeling of power?
Yes.
Just think what it does for Bob.
He said he'd show it to me for a second. I stole it, and now I'm sitting on it.
Nice. What would it sound like if he said that?
Sit in the chair. Go ahead. Sit it in.
I don't speak Dylan, do you? I can't understand
I
a word he's saying. No, the chairs here, I don't know what. They've built a Christmas hut for us.
Yes. I believe it is called the Christmas Hut.
And I've talked to Joe and Lori. When the show is over, you and I are going to sell cranberry juice here until 10 p.m. Is that okay with you?
Can I spike it?
Yeah, sure. Why
not?
All right,
then I'm good.
So they've set up this Christmas hut. We've never had this in the past. It's very nice. It'll protect us from the elements.
This reminds Wendy when she worked at the photomat, right?
Yeah, and I looked at your pictures, Bertrand.
I'm sure you did. Just don't sell them.
Nothing too exciting.
This is why they put me in the middle, to prevent this sort of thing from happening. Steve, by the way, back from a beautiful trip
through
Bertrand Travel, I might add.
SteveBertrandTravel.com?
Yeah, to Ireland.
Yeah, we had 45 people, and it rained for 10 minutes in 8 days.
That's it?
In Ireland, which is just unheard of. So we had so much fun, great weather. Great trip.
Now, these trips, we book these trips through Steve Bertrand Travel a couple of times a year, always to exotic locales.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
And why is, I mean, Ireland is beautiful.
It's
but
just red hot. Ireland, we filled up a trip next April, sold it out from the overflow of this one.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go to Iceland next summer, too. So there's room for you there if you
and
want to join.
And everybody here gets a trip through Steve Bertrand Travel.
Actually, we're
going to
auction one away.
All right.
You got to be careful what you say on a live mic, Bill.
Well, let me clarify. True. Then Bill's going to buy one and
there
we're going to auction
be
it away.
Be careful what you say.
That's what's going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm. No, but it was a wonderful time. And it's so much fun, you know, to go with the listeners. And we just had a gas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just got home yesterday,
Yesterday afternoon.
Is there some jet lag?
I'm a little off. A little more off than leave it alone, Wendy.
I didn't say a word. I really didn't.
Yeah, I'm ready for a nap.
Saw a bunch of your pictures on Facebook. Lovely. Yeah. And you even saw a family funeral where they walked down the street. I'm sorry. It's very respectful.
Well, so that's the kind of things I like to capture, the way other people live. And we were going through this town, I think it was in Clare, and there was a funeral, and the hearse was coming. And the tradition there is that the people who were at the funeral then follow the hearse and walk through the town.
Yeah.
Not necessarily to the burial, but they walk through the town to a spot. And so I kind of took the picture
Did
carefully.
You hide it?
Yeah, because I didn't, you know.
Oh, look, a funeral.
Right.
Click.
Look at the Americans taking pictures of, you know, dead Uncle Hal. No. But so, yeah, we posted that. And then we, Sharon's got cousins all over. So we spent a lot of time with the cousins. And Anya, one of them, she just goes, yeah, I noticed you posted pictures of a funeral. Look, sorry. It's new to me.
It is new.
When my wife and I were in England, we were told that they can spot Americans a mile away.
Right.
Mostly by our shoes, because we tend to wear tennis shoes here, and in England that just doesn't play. In Ireland, can they tell an American a mile away?
Oh, not on my trips, because what we do is we try very carefully to blend in, and I give everyone a T-shirt that says, I'm from France. So, no, they don't think we're American at all.
And that's part of the package for Steve Bertrand Travel.
Gratis.
No extra charge on anything like that. Excellent. Beautiful. There's a lot going on the show today. You know who will not be here? Please hold your sadness, but Santa Claus will not be attending today's show.
I know. I'm really bummed. Santa and I had a little thing, you know.
I did. I noticed that. Yeah.
And there's a beautiful decoration of Santa Claus with a fox on his shoulder. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Kevin told me, Kevin, our producer, Kevin Richter is over here, ladies and gentlemen.
Kevin just got married, by the way.
Yeah, how about that?
Doesn't he look tired? Be honest, a little tired, just a little? Yep.
Kevin informed me that you were sitting on that Santa's lap and talking to him for 10 minutes before you realized it wasn't
so
really...
lifelike. It's about 10 minutes in, I went, this isn't real, this is fake.
That's what it's like at tree time. You think the trees look lifelike? Even the Santa Claus does.
Everything does, everything does. So walk around at some point. I mean, certainly stay and enjoy the show, but at some point, if you haven't seen the showroom, don't leave now. Everybody, on your way. Enough of this. We've got cranberry juice to sell. But certainly, while you're here, walk around. And for those of you who have never been to Tree Time in Lake Barrington, you need to see it to believe it. It's just stunning. 22102 North Pepper Road. Am I getting that right?
I don't know.
Does that sound right?
We just say on Pepper Road.
On Pepper Road
in Lake Barrington.
Right. Which is, if I don't know if any of you are from the area. I was looking at a map. It is bordered by North Barrington, Port Barrington, Barrington Hills, and Cuba. Which we've just opened up diplomatic trade with them. So what better time to be in the area? Congratulations to everybody. 22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. Okay.
60610. Oh, in case you're putting it in the Google Maps.
Right. If you're sending postcards from here, put that as your return address. All right. Let's take a quick break. We've got a full show. It's Wendy. It's myself. It's Steve Bertrand. And it's you. We're at Tree Time in Lake Barrington. Come on back. It's WGN. When Steve was away, hi, everybody, by the way. It's Bill and Wendy. Steve Bertrand sitting in with us.
Special thanks to Pinstripes of South Barrington for the food and the gift certificates. You can pop by and get some luscious food from Pinstripes. Mention you heard about Pinstripes at Tree Time, and you'll get a special incentive when you book your holiday event at Pinstripes before October 31st.
All right. While Steve was away in Ireland, the Chicago Cubs were just destroying the competition. They took care of the San Francisco Giants in a four-game series. We were talking about the Cubs on the air, and I was saying, and I know you'll remember this, Steve, when I was a kid, you would go to Jewel during the baseball season, and they had pictures, just about 8x10s, maybe a little bit smaller,
right,
of all your favorite Cubs and White Sox players, and every week you could get two Cubs or two White Sox, and I got both because I like both teams. Wendy, you would get the White Sox players.
Right.
Steve, you would have gotten the Cubs players.
Exactly.
Right? All right.
I would put the Cubs players on my bulletin board or, you know, the target.
And throw darts at them.
But not anymore, because good luck, Cubs.
You would do that to Paul Popovich? What has he ever done
not
to you?
Not Popovich.
Come on. All right. So I was talking about these pictures and how much they meant to me as a kid, because in my bedroom, I had a whole wall that was all the White Sox players, and on the other wall were all the Cubs players.
I had Farrah Fawcett.
And you had Farrah Fawcett.
Right.
I'm more proud of you, Steve.
So we were reminiscing about these, and I said to you on the air, I haven't seen these since I was a kid. I don't know what happened to mine, but after I took them down off the wall, I had never seen them. And a listener, Jay, was kind enough. She had the same ones I was referring to, and she brought them in to show me.
They were that big in the papers?
No.
At Jewel.
At Jewel. You would go in at checkout if you paid for your groceries, they would give you those.
Not if you shoplifted?
No, they wouldn't give them to you, no.
All right, so you want to be quizzed?
Let's see if we can remember. Now, these are from the 1969 or 1970 Cubs, I believe. So just hold them up. See if the audience knows, see if Steve knows, and see if I know. And it's radio, so everyone at home can play, too. Hold them right up to the microphone so people can see them.
All right, well, yell it out if you know who this is.
That's Ernie Banks. That's Mr.
Even
Cub.
I knew this one.
That's the easiest one, but that's the greatest Cub of all time, Ernie Banks. Yeah.
All right. That'll probably be the only one I know. Oh, maybe one more.
Oh, yeah.
Yell it out if you know.
That's Ron Santo.
A very young Ron Santo.
That's right. Yeah, a very young
Look
Ron
at that.
Santo. So if this is 1969 or 1970, he'd only been with the Cubs a couple of years. Look at how young and handsome he was, Ron Santo. He's the guy, as the Cubs are doing so well this year, I say to myself,
keep thinking of.
It's so sad that Ronnie isn't around to see this. Do you feel that way, too? It's just tragic that he can't see this and enjoy this.
Maybe he's pulling some strings up there.
Maybe.
All right, next batter up. This works great on radio, by the way.
I think I know
great
who this
idea,
is.
Bill.
I'm going to go with Jim Hickman.
Jimmy Hickman, first baseman outfielder Jim Hickman.
That's who it looks like the signature says.
All right, look at that.
Look at the ears on that guy.
And he's here today. Jim, come on out. Wendy would like to talk
it's
about
it. It's the baseball cap. It pushes earlobes. Down on the ears.
Back
You're
then,
lucky you
Wendy,
have headphones on or your ears would look like that too.
Back then in the National League, I don't think in the American League, you could lay down a bunt with your ears, and Jim Hickman led the league in bunting that season.
Surprise, surprise, he is here.
All right, give us another one.
Strike a pose with this player.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Let me see. I can't see. No.
Is it too far away? Everybody come closer.
Gather around.
Everybody move up a half an inch. I don't know who that is.
Kenny Holtzman?
No.
Is that Ken Holtzman? Yeah.
And that's not like it's him. Not a
yeah,
pitching pose.
It is Ken Holtzman.
No, I think he was pitching something else. That's what it looks like he's posing.
Wendy's a shock jock. Do you agree with me? That is Ken Holtzman, a very young Kenny Holtzman. Fine pitcher for the Cubs. Give us one more. Anyone?
Oh, that's a good one.
Not Billy Williams. He's a pitcher. Ferguson Jenkins, right?
Yes. Signed at Fergie.
Right.
The original Fergie.
The original Fergie. So there's three generations of Fergie. People our age, if you say Fergie, you think of Ferguson Jenkins. Other Fergies would be the Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson. And other one would be from the Black Eyed Peas. Everyone has their own Fergie.
We're doing one more.
One more? You guys will know this, right? Billy Williams. Everybody got Billy Williams. Yeah.
Very good. These actually came at the Jewel. And why didn't you save them? Why aren't they in a box somewhere at your mom and dad's house?
I have no idea. They were on my walls for years and years, all the Cubs on one side, the White Sox on the other side. And then one day they were just not there anymore. I think my mom stole them from me. Jay, we'll definitely give these back to you. Jay was nervous that we wouldn't give them back. I promise.
I did hear that. You'll give them back, right? I wouldn't trust Bill.
You'll get
I would
most
have
of
no
them back,
expectation of ever seeing them again.
Absolutely. You'll absolutely get most of them back. We need to explain. Our next guest isn't here just yet, but after the news, you're going to meet our next guest. Now, Al James is a magician, right?
Yes, he is. Is it an illusionist? Is that what we say now?
I think either would apply. Is there a difference between...
We'll ask him.
He knows everything about Houdini, and the reason behind his appearance is we've been here. This is our third year here at Tree Time, and it's wall-to-wall Christmas. And, Wendy, I think you were the one who said...
You got to celebrate Halloween first.
Yeah.
So we'll celebrate Halloween, talk about Houdini, who died on Halloween, correct?
I think he did. I think he died on Halloween. Yeah.
And will we put you in a straitjacket and dip you underwater somewhere?
Yes, that would be fine.
Is that really happening today?
That would be fine. Now, as a kid, and I think everyone can relate to this, in my bedroom, I had a whole wall of pictures of famous magicians. Did everybody have that? My bedroom had 30 walls.
Really?
I lived in this giant bedroom.
I really don't want to think about your bedroom. Seriously.
As a kid, of course, we're all way too young
don't
to
look
remember.
At me. I don't want to think of your bedroom either.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to, Steve. We're all too young, of course, to remember the real Harry Houdini. But does anyone remember there was a movie? Actually, there's two movies about Houdini, a regular theatrical movie and then a made-for-TV movie. Does anyone know the two actors who played Houdini in those two movie versions? Tony Curtis, right? And I think that's where he met his wife, Janet Leigh, because she played his assistant in that movie.
Excuse me, lovely assistant.
Lovely assistant, Janet Leigh. Thank you, Wendy. Very true. And then in the made-for-TV version of Houdini's life, this is a tricky one. I don't know if anyone will know this. Can anyone name who played Harry Houdini? It was not me. Thank you for guessing that.
David Copperfield.
It was not David Copperfield. Anybody?
I don't know. I was going to say Bill Mumy.
It was not Billy Mumy from Lost in Space. It was Paul Michael Glazer, who played Starsky on Starsky
wow,
and Hutch.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah. And his lovely assistant was played by David Soul.
Don't give up on us, baby.
Right.
Did he have a lovely sweater on when he played Houdini? Like
he
the
did.
Starsky and Hutch sweater?
And drove around in an orange Torino.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I didn't know that about Houdini until I saw the movie.
Good get right. out, though.
All right. Again, an invite to anybody who's out near the area. We're in Lake Barrington today at Tree Time. It's stunning. When you walk in, if you're not thinking Christmas, you'll think of Christmas as soon as you walk through the doors. The most amazing array of Christmas lights, Christmas trees, Christmas decorations, 22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. If you're anywhere near the area, please come by. And again, an invite to trade in your gently used tree because you're going to get a great savings here at Tree Time and you're going to help people who don't have trees. Everybody wins. So please do that. We'll take a quick break. We've got some news. And then Al James, magician, illusionist, to tell us about Houdini. It's Bill and Wendy along with Steve Bertrand on WGN.
He's a magic man. Oh, yeah.
I get it. Magic Man. We're going to talk to a Magic Man in just a minute. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We are broadcasting live from Tree Time. Let's hear you. We're out in Lake Barrington. It's the annual Tree Time Goodwill Artificial Christmas Tree Trade-In. So stop by and drop off your tree for Goodwill. You'll get a discount, and you'll just love walking into this beautiful Christmas wonderland. Oops.
Oh, wait, I'm not on. Now I am.
Press your button. No, move. There, we hang on.
Hold on. Oh, that's
there
me.
You
All
go.
Right. As you know, every year when we come out to Tree Time, the show is mostly about Christmas for obvious reasons. But Wendy, you said a couple of weeks ago, we really need to do the holidays one at a time, and Halloween is just around the corner. And to salute Halloween, magician Al James is joining us right now. Al has written a book about Harry Houdini, the great Harry Houdini, called Houdini, Death and Tricks. How about a hand for Al, who's sitting right over there? Hi, Al. Nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Thanks for joining us in our Christmas cranberry hut.
Buy some cranberry juice?
Would you like some cranberry juice?
Yes.
Yeah, Kevin, please get Mr. James some cranberry juice. The world of magic is mystifying to all of us, but as a young child, you decided this was a direction for you. How come? What was it about magic?
Well, I liked it because I like entertaining people. My father was a real funny guy. He could do jokes, and mm-hmm. he could do accents. I can't do that, but he could tell you an Irish joke with a brogue, or mm-hmm. a German joke, and he would talk like a German. So he was a kind of an entertainer himself. Not that he did that for a living, but that's just the way he was.
Yeah.
And so I kind of picked that up. I mean, I love humor also. And then, but I was the one that came up with the idea of doing the magic.
Yeah.
So I taught him a couple tricks.
Did you?
One time, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you remember what your very first trick was?
You know, that's really hard to remember. I hate to tell
your
you, but
you
know how many years ago that was? Like 50 or 40, 50 years ago.
I can't remember
more
yesterday,
than, yeah,
so I know how you feel.
Yeah, right. But it was probably a card trick of some sort, I guess.
I was a fan of the TV magic cards. Marshall
Brodine, sure.
I had to get those. It really worked.
Yeah, they all changed to your card. Remember that, Al?
You did the hands, too.
Right?
You
had to. Yeah, they did.
Yep.
I know Marshall. I know Marshall. He's in a home right now. But
performing tricks nightly.
Yep. That's what they tell me. He actually does that at the nursing home where he is.
I believe it.
Now, be honest, is the word tricks, because the last thing, Wendy, or I want to do is offend you or any magician, is the word tricks okay, or do we want to say illusions?
Well, I'm
or...
pretty casual about it, so you can say tricks. To me, as I was telling you earlier, a technical definition of the word illusion, if you're in the magic business, is... An illusion is a large trick that usually uses either a human being or an animal in it. So mm-hmm. like levitating a lady or sawing somebody in half or something like that. That would be what...
How about taking off about 20 pounds on me?
Is that,
can you create that illusion?
If I can get it off of me, then I'll let you know if it works. You know?
And magic is since the beginning of time, right? Cavemen were doing linking rings, weren't they, probably?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's funny, I got some linking rings here. I don't know, probably can't do that here. But actually, the earliest ones I've read about were the cups and balls.
Oh, really, yeah?
Right, and they actually have found... on the walls of caves, they found pictures of cavemen actually doing that trick.
Yeah.
And there's a million variations of it.
So in almost prehistoric times, people had magic.
Mm-hmm.
And all over the world, right? Now, this isn't just a local phenomenon.
All over the world,
everywhere.
For sure. Yeah, yeah. Right.
They probably had the first original shell game because they really used shells.
Right. Well, that's right.
I bet they did. Right. Yeah. You've written a book about Harry Houdini, Houdini, Death and Tricks. Is he the best of the best, Al, Harry Houdini?
Well, it depends on what kind of magic you want to talk about, because he is specialized in escapes. He probably was the best escape artist.
Yeah.
I mean, I just read a thing recently where back in the 1920s, because he died in 26.
Mm-hmm.
On Halloween night?
Yeah, on Halloween night, exactly, right. But he was getting $25,000 a week to appear in these theaters.
That's
by today's
huge.
Money, that would be...
Yeah, translated that into today's money. But he was like the biggest draw in all of show business back in those days.
Yeah. His real name was Eric Weiss,
right?
And he decided at some point that didn't sound mystical enough, so changed his name to Harry Houdini?
Yeah, there was a French magician that he admired by the name of Houdin.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody told him, and then I think later on they found out this actually was not accurate, but somebody had told him that in the French language, if you add the letter I to somebody's name, that means that you want to be like them.
Oh.
And I guess that's not really true, but he believed it. Somebody told him that, so he put I at the end of Houdon and came up with Houdini.
Yeah. Now, in the movies about him, I only know this from the movies, his assistant, played by Janet Leigh, or Sally Struthers, if you're going on the TV version,
yeah, <right. laughs>
he made a pact with them saying that once I die, I will somehow come back. You'll know that I can return from the dead in some way.
Yeah.
Is that just a product of the movies, or was that real?
No, that part's real. I mean, you're making it sound like he said he would do it. What he actually said is that he wanted to find out if that was possible or not, and he was actually skeptical of it. But he said if it could be done, he would try so that they would know. Mm-hmm. And so he almost had a more negative attitude about that, but
really?
He wanted to try it. And he had a secret code word that only his wife knew, so that if he came back, he could say that word, and she'd know that nobody else in the world knew what that word was.
Do we know the word now?
Yes, it was. Let me.
Abracadabra.
Yeah.
That was the word.
Yeah, no, it was a little more original. It was Rosalie Believe.
What, now, why is that his mom?
No, I don't know where he probably might have just made it up out of the air, you know, but he wanted to have something that nobody would ever be able to guess.
Oh,
so
Rosalie Believe.
Rosalie Believe, right.
Wendy, if I come back from the dead, I'm going to write that on your window, right. On your car window.
You'll scare the heck out of me.
She won't get in the car for a week.
Yes.
All right, maybe I won't.
All right, I want to talk about a lot of people think that Harry Houdini died in the midst of a trick. That's not really the case.
No, that's not true. They put that in the Tony Curtis movie.
Yeah.
And I have a Tony Curtis story, by the way, I can tell you if you have time. But anyway, they put that in the Tony Curtis movie. Hollywood wanted to give it a very dramatic ending. That's not really true. What happened was he was in Montreal giving a talk on physical fitness, not on magic, on physical fitness. And as a demonstration, he called a young man out of the audience. This was at McGill University in Montreal. And he had he showed them that he could let him punch him in the stomach. And he was 52 years old, and this was a young college kid. And he was in such good shape it wouldn't bother him, which was true. And the guy did it, and it worked out just fine. But then after the talk was over with, some of the students got permission to go backstage to meet him.
Yeah.
And one of the students said, I'd like to try that with you. And as he was standing up, he was, as I read it, he was reclining on a couch reading his mail. And as he was in the process of standing up to let the guy try it, the guy didn't give him any warning and punched him a couple times real hard in the stomach.
He sucker punched him.
Yeah, he did.
And he was unable to flex his stomach muscles and be prepared for it.
Right,
so.
Right. He was still standing up. He
yeah.
wasn't ready at all. So he knew he was in pain, but he thought, nah, it'll go away, and he didn't worry about it.
Yeah.
And he traveled from Montreal to Detroit to do his show. And in those days, they didn't even use airplanes, right?
Yeah.
It had to be on a train.
Yeah.
And he didn't know it, but he had a ruptured appendix.
Oh,
no. He didn't know that. And when he got to the theater in Detroit, he was in a lot of pain, but he insisted on doing the show. And during that show, several times, he almost fell over, and his assistants had to come out and help steady him.
Yeah.
And when the show was over, they rushed him to Grace Hospital in Detroit. The doctors diagnosed appendicitis and began the operation. But as soon as they cut him open, they noticed that an infection called peritonitis had spread through most of his body. Right. And in those days, they didn't have great antibiotics and so forth.
Yeah.
And so the doctor said he wouldn't make it through the night. Well, he fooled them because he actually lived for 7 nights.
Oh.
And when he finally died, it was Halloween night. So even in his death, he was a showman.
Sure, yeah.
Right.
He would do these incredible escapes. He was the best escape artist of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Were these legitimate escapes or were these tricks? Was he really able to get out of all these locks and things?
No, he was really able to do it. Now, I don't doubt that he did a combination of tricks and or legitimate things. I mean, he was a showman. But, no, he could pick locks. He could and he could hold his breath for large periods of time because he practiced doing that, and they'd chain him up and lock him up, and he'd jump in a river somewhere and do an underwater escape. And
yeah.
he did that very routinely.
God, that's freaky.
Mm. Man, I don't think I know. I did one that's called the milk can escape. I don't know if you know it, but it's a big, giant can like they use to transport milk in.
Yeah.
And we filled it up with water, and because he used to do this. And I got in there, and they had a policeman handcuff me.
Yeah.
And I went underwater, and then they padlocked the lid on the top of this thing. So I was, like, locked inside of a milk can full of water, over my head, right up to the brim of the can. And that's exactly the way Houdini did it. I did that one time at the old Shulian's restaurant.
Did you make it?
No, I didn't make it. You know?
You're a genius, Bill.
But since this is Halloween, why, I thought I'd come back, you know.
But it's a practical thing, because now if you ever find yourself locked in a big giant milk case, you can get out of it. It's easy once you do it the first time.
You never know when that's going to happen to you.
Got milk or got L. James? Yeah, I don't know.
Right. Right. Either way. Wow. Now, when you're doing something like that, what is your mind doing? Because you realize, if I don't get out of this in time, it's the end of me. What's going on in your head?
Like most magicians, and I know, like Houdini, you don't do it unless you're 10,000% sure of what you're doing.
Sure.
And I rehearse the heck out of that and over again. I live in an apartment in Chicago, but my...
Did you ever get locked in?
Yeah.
That would be weird.
I got locked out and not in. That would really be weird.
And where will you be? You're still performing.
Oh, yeah,
all
I
over
perform,
the place.
Yeah, not far from here. Actually, on Thursdays, I'm at the Hackney's restaurant in Lake Zurich. And on Sundays, I'm at the Hackney's in Palos Park.
I've made the onion ring loaf disappear there.
Yeah, I bet you have.
I was going to say we should put a giant onion ring loaf around him and have him escape from that. You could eat your way out.
What
that
a
would
show.
Be fun.
That's right. A show.
But I'm still at the old Shulian's, too, by the way, which is now called O'Donovan's on Irving Park Road. And I have a show I'd like to mention.
Can Please
I mention
the show? Away.
I have a show coming up on it's a Halloween show on the 27th of October, 7 p.m., It's in that little Italian section on South Oakley.
Yeah.
You know that? Well, this one is the one that's called Bacchanalia.
I know it well.
They're 2413 South Oakley. And can I give a phone number?
Please.
All right. For reservations, it's 773-254-6555. So that's 773-254-6555. And what they put together, you get a five-course Italian dinner plus the show. And it's $45, including the tax and the tip.
That is magic.
That's a bargain. Right? Yep, not bad.
You can also search Al James Magician on YouTube. We're going to continue talking with Al James live from Tree Time. And I believe you have a trick up your bag, or are people just going to punch me in the stomach? Which are we going to do here?
Well, I think we better not do that.
But, you know, Al's told us he's got a trick, and it requires a listener. Somebody will call in, and he will do a trick with a listener who calls in.
Right.
So, by all means, call in. 312-981-7200 is your phone number. You can't text on this.
Fifth caller.
We'll take the fifth caller. Yeah, let's do that. So give us a call. Al James is here. It's Bill and Wendy at Tree Time in Lake Barrington on WGN. You believe in
magic. Oh, we believe in magic. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We are broadcasting live from Tree Time in Lake Barrington. We're here till 3.
Crowd's
a lot
fantastic.
Of people here.
What a nice group of people.
We'd like to thank Pinstripes of South Barrington for the food and the gift certificates. You can visit them for their annual brunch with Santa on Sunday, December 4th and December 11th. Right now, though, we're going to focus on Halloween before we get to Santa Claus. And we have magician Al James. Is that correct, magician? I can say magician, right? All right. Magician Al James, and he's going to do a couple of tricks for us. What do we need to do here, Al?
All right, are we going to do the caller one, or are we going to
Yeah, start with the caller trick.
Do we have a caller on the phone?
I believe we do, yeah.
Yes, we do. His name is Orin, not Orion. Wouldn't that be funny?
That'd be a great name, wouldn't it?
It's Orin, O-R-E-N. Orin, are you there?
Yeah, I'll be happy to do my best Orion Samuelson impression if that
Oh, would you? Why don't you try it out real quickly, Orin? How are hogs?
Dow is down 300 today. I'm depressed.
How about that, listeners?
That's pretty amazing.
All right, well, Al James is going to tell you what you need to do, Orin.
All right, this is very easy, actually. The only thing you need to do is just clear your mind for a moment, and then I want you to think of any playing card in the deck. Now, the only clue I'll give you is that it's not a joker. No joker. Other than that, any card in the deck, and then I want you to tell us what card you're thinking of.
The King of Hearts.
That's amazing, because before I came in here, I made a prediction, and of course, Wendy will verify this for you, but I have a deck of cards. You know, what I did is I turned one card only upside down in this deck, and it just happened to be...
Oh, my God, it's
the King of Hearts.
I'm not kidding.
You're a witch, sir.
Yes.
And I'm a lovely assistant for the first time in my life.
How about you as a lovely assistant? That's going to look good on a resume.
All right, Orin, honest to God, it's King of Hearts. How weird is that?
I guess I believe you. I have no other choice.
Are you in cahoots with Al James? Are you his nephew?
No, absolutely not. We have a psychic connection.
It sounds like it. Well, Oren, congratulations for being the fifth caller. You win nothing.
Wonderful.
Actually, hang on. Whoever's back at the studio, I think it's Joey Gelman. Why don't you set him up with some kind of prize? Maybe a Lou Malnati's pizza.
That's my favorite pizza.
So
maybe we'll set you up with one, too.
So, Al, just between us, you have 51 other decks of cards somewhere on your person. Is that correct? You just pull out whichever one matches?
I only weigh 90 pounds. These are all cards.
Sure. Sure, that's understandable. Well, that was nothing short of amazing. And you have another one, another trick, another illusion that was inspired by a Chicago legend, don't you?
Yeah, by Jack Brickhouse.
The great Jack Brickhouse.
Hey!
Atta boy, Al.
I actually used to sit up in the broadcasting booth with him while he would do the games, because I knew him, you know, that well. That
yeah?
I could do that. He and his wife, Pat, who was still with us.
Sure.
But so I worked at Shulian's, which was only maybe a mile and a half from the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to do a trick that used oranges. In fact, I should do this trick first and then tell the story so I don't give away the punchline of the trick.
All right.
Okay? So the
way
this
starts out. Do you need your lovely
out,
assistant again or
yes,
no?
Yes, I do.
All right, great.
Okay, now, if this mic's not working, maybe you can hold that other mic with one hand. And help.
And I'm going to do some play-by-play out for people who are not here. You have a gold cup, maybe 6 or 7 inches tall.
Yeah, why don't you look at it? Make sure
I'll
that's
look at
empty.
It. Yeah, it looks like the inside of a cup. There's the outside right on the other end.
I don't like inside of empty cups, but this one is empty.
And you also have two red, like sponge balls.
Two little balls.
Yep.
They look like clown noses, very popular these days.
That's that's right. Bozo, he's got to get a PR agent, doesn't he?
Yes, yes.
But anyway, so we have the two little balls and this empty cup. We'll let the audience here, the live audience, see that.
Completely empty.
Mm-hmm. And they're completely live, too.
Yes, yes.
All right, so I'm going to take one ball for myself. Now we need Wendy to take the other ball.
Your lovely assistant.
And then, yes, my lovely assistant, and then hold the cup down like that. We keep your hand closed real tight. Okay, and I'm going to try to make my ball go under that cup.
Let's it's impossible.
Well, we'll find out. Yeah, well, mine's gone.
Well, Al's is gone.
See if it went in the, no, it's not in the cup. Maybe it went in your hand. Take a
Let's see. Oh, look at
I got
at
two
this.
Balls in my hands. Take that, Nick DiGilio.
Christmas is canceled, everybody. They have canceled Christmas. Wait till next year.
All right, I'm going to put these away. And
well, that's pretty amazing, Al. Well, I don't know how you did that.
Wendy, take part here. I'll take this magical pin, and we'll pretend that's a magic wand. Wave that over the cup. Like a magic wand.
Abracadabra.
And now Al will lift the cup.
Yeah, how many do you think are under there? Take a guess. One, two, or three?
I'm going to go three balls.
No, there's one, but it's bigger.
A league ball has materialized.
Hey,
hey! That a boy, Allie. Woo-hoo! Wow.
You know, the strange thing, though, is that baseball can't even fit in the cup. You know why? Now
why?
The other one gets
in the cup. Now another one has emerged.
It doesn't fit in that cup.
That's just
two
crazy.
Two baseballs in a cup.
Well, that's pretty crazy,
that?
Huh?
Al, I could watch this all night. I really could. So where do we go to see you?
I told you about the big show. I'm at the two Hackney's restaurants, one in Palos Park, one in Lake Zurich, and the old Shulian's at 2100 Irving Park. That's called O'Donovan's now.
And do you have a website, or we just follow you on YouTube?
Well, you go to YouTube. I have a website. The YouTube is probably better. You can see that milk can escape on there.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Al, great to finally meet you. And again, the book is called Houdini, Death and Tricks. Don't mention the book. You're saying you should not. Should I not mention it?
Somebody got you the wrong information.
The book is called 50 Shades of Grey.
I did not write a book. I was here to publicize the show.
Oh, okay. Well, go see Al.
He read the book.
You read the book.
Information.
You should always put that on a resume if you've read a book.
I didn't want to track you the first time, but now I better do that.
Al, thank you. It was great to meet you.
Yeah, thank you.
It's Al James, everybody.
How about it, Al James?
Amazing.
That was amazing.
His lovely assistant, Wendy.
Thank you.
Go see them wherever they perform.
Thank you, Wendy.
We'll take a quick break and then more show Bill and Wendy for WGN.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Absolutely the best time of the year. We are broadcasting live from Tree Time in Lake Barrington. Let's hear you, people. It's the annual Tree Time Goodwill Artificial Christmas Tree Trade-In Program. Stop by, drop off your Christmas tree for Goodwill. And Bill, look who's joining us again this year. It's Goodwill's Pat Bolter. Hi, Pat.
Pat, nice to see you again.
Nice
how are you?
To see you guys. I'm doing really good. How about you?
Excellent. You know, people always say to us every year, boy, it seems a little early to be talking about Christmas. You're only in the middle of October, but it really isn't because this benefits so many people through Goodwill, and that's why you're here.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. You know, Goodwill's mission is all about training and jobs. And what we do is we help people with disabilities and disadvantages get the support they need to be successful in the workplace. And last year, because of all of the generosity of donors, mm-hmm. we were able to service 72,000 people in our
That's house. Amazing. Good for you. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yes,
Pat
is
the chief marketing officer over at Goodwill. I was telling you off the air, I have gone there years ago looking for Halloween costumes. And that's where people used to go to find their Halloween costumes. But now you can go there all year long. I find awesome clothes there. I mean, really, I love to go shopping there.
Well, Wendy, you know, for us, Halloween is like our Christmas because so many people come to Goodwill for their Halloween costumes. But, you know, we are a great place to shop all the rest of the year. I mean, it's incredible the value that you can find, the great styles and unique items, clothing, household items, jewelry, books, even like the LPs now, those are huge. You know, the vinyls, oh boy.
My 17-year-old son has purchased, I think, all of them.
Yeah, that is really, really big.
At the Westchester one.
Really big with the millennials. So we are a great place to come. You'll never know what you're going to find. Our inventory is dynamic, which means it's changing all the time. So you come in the morning, you have a whole bunch of product on the floor, you come back 3 hours later, a whole bunch of new product on the floor.
Right.
So it's just a great place. And people get an adrenaline rush from when they find something, incredible value. You know,
I can imagine.
A designer label and see that it's $4.99 or $2.99.
Right.
They feel like they've really, you know, accomplished something.
You should see Wendy. She'll come in every once in a while after finding something, show it to us, announce the price of it. We're all devastated that it's only 30
it's
cents
fun to do that,
outfit.
Though.
It is. And I always say that value knows no socioeconomic bounds.
Sure.
Because everybody, whether you make $20,000 a year or $100,000 a year, guess what?
Yeah.
You want a value.
Can I tell you, about a year ago, just over a year ago, I live fairly close. I'm in Evanston, and there's one in Skokie, right? And they had these display cases that I know that if I had bought firsthand, they would have been $1,500 or $2,000. They were $100 each in perfect condition.
Yes, right.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and if you go to our website, AmazingGoodwill.com, right now especially because we're in our big Halloween push,
yeah.
there's a Halloween guide online, and you can look at all these great ideas, do-it-yourself projects, costumes that you can make on your own, costumes that are purchased that are all put together already for you.
Right.
And if you even walk into one of our Goodwill stores and you're looking for that Halloween costume, one of our associates will help you pull something together.
Isn't that nice?
Good. Very creative people working there.
You know what my favorite part is of walking into a Goodwill when you look on the video screen and you see WGN's own Goodbye Girl, Judy Pilak,
yeah,
in cartoon
great?
Form?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Right.
She is great. She does a wonderful job for us, and we really appreciate it. But, you know, Tree Time, this is such a great partnership. We've been doing this for 4 years now, encouraging people to bring their artificial trees, gently used, to the Tree Time location or to any Goodwill store and donation center in this area. And we will be giving you that $75 basically Tree Time gift card for select trees or 15% off any other Tree Time tree. And keep in mind, it's just not, you know, giving your tree, but it's more, so much more, because some other family is going to buy that and repurpose it and make more memories from that tree.
Right.
Plus, at the same time, you're helping people with disabilities and disadvantages get training and jobs.
It really is. It's the ultimate win-win. You hear that phrase all the time, and you think,
so
is everybody really winning in this one?
In this case,
everybody
yep.
is.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet, Bill. They really are.
And I know there's some sentimental value to your old Christmas tree. Maybe your cat relieved himself on the tree, and it stinks. But, you know, you hose it down in the yard.
Which
you use
Goodwill
it.
Are you bringing that
no,
one
no,
to,
no.
Andy, just so we know?
No, you clean it, and you use it a couple more years, and that becomes your own little special story, and that's why you like
that's
the
right.
tree.
Right, exactly.
But really, these little special stories will be recreated, hopefully not that one,
right.
in
yes.
someone else's home. So it really is a giving back
yes.
to someone else.
In every way, it's a giving back.
And I'll tell you, when we got our tree here at Tree Time 2 years ago, we brought our older tree to a Goodwill, and they were very discerning on what they would allow in. Ours was in good shape, but I saw them turn one down that was in horrible shape.
Yeah.
So when you go there, you're going to get a good quality selection.
And that's not only with trees, but all of our merchandise. I mean, we have folks that go through the merchandise. If there's anything, if it's not something that you would give to a friend, we don't put it on the floor.
Good.
So, but the good news is, even if it doesn't go on the floor, it doesn't end up in a landfill.
Yeah.
Because Goodwill is all about sustainability. We were eco-friendly, I guess, before it became trendy to be eco-friendly, and we're over 100 years old now. So we're all about repurposing, reusing, saving our planet, too.
Yeah, good.
And I have two tips about what it means to shop at Goodwill. First of all, maybe you have some stemware that you received for wedding gifts and then family members break them. You go to Goodwill. On numerous occasions at various different Goodwill stores, I have found my exact, it's not piece. Crystal, yeah. But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the missing piece. And even game pieces, Wendy. We have people that come in, let's say they have a Monopoly game, and they're missing the little car or the little bike or whatever the little pieces are, and mm-hmm. they'll come in and they'll buy a Monopoly game for 99 cents and
oh,
have
nice.
All the pieces.
Very
so
nice.
It's a great place for things like that as well.
And I hate to embarrass my sister, not really. Listen to this, Betsy. She has this great idea. She hates to iron. So in her mind, she's thinking next time she needs a blouse, she's just going to go buy one at Goodwill because they press them so beautifully, and then she'll donate it back.
I've oftentimes brought clothes in that need to be laundered, got them at Goodwill, and I pick them up a week later. They're better than ever.
And you don't recognize if they're your own pants because we
that,
know you're very
dry
good
cleaner.
At that.
All right.
And we have people that actually donate items in the dry cleaning bags.
Do they really?
And
yeah.
we have, you cannot believe how many items we get with the tags still on them. You know, they
I've seen a lot of them.
Or they thought they someday were they were going to fit in something, and they never did. And then they finally, after 3 years later, say, I got to take this to Goodwill.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on the spot. In all the years you've been there at Goodwill, what's the strangest thing you've seen up for sale in one of the stores?
Oh, boy. You know, we get strange donations. I mean, but we don't necessarily sell them.
Yeah.
Grenades are really popular.
Grenades. It's Christmas. You got to get
yeah,
some grenades.
You got some fireworks going, right?
Sure.
Put them under the tree in the stocking.
We've had ashes delivered.
And, no.
and then they call back looking for their
Is
loved one.
Is that a loved one?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
oh,
they're
boy.
Donating the urn, and they don't. They kind of
they,
forgot that
yeah, or they didn't
Grandpa
think that,
was in there.
Exactly.
Gently used
exactly.
Grandpa, Wendy, just so we have that straight. If your grandpa's in bad shape, please don't bring him to the
yeah. No, that's going pretty far, Bill. Okay?
Right. Well, you topped my wildest dreams on what your answer could have been.
Yeah,
thank you for that.
But those are some strange things. But really, what we're looking for is gently used items, things that you want, that you feel they're just too good, and you want some other family or individual to enjoy them.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a unique style, dynamic inventory. And if you come to our stores, you're going to be kind of amazed at the quality items that we do have on the floor.
Okay. Excellent. I just want to say, because they told me this just before the broadcast. So far, the trade-in program is a good one, but not quite up to snuff to what it was last year.
Yeah, we're a little down. So we need everybody to rally around Goodwill and around
yeah.
Tree Time and make these goals.
I think maybe, possibly, because the weather has been so nice, no one's really thinking ahead to Christmas,
right.
But it's going to change soon.
It is. And, you know, we need this now. And people say, well, how come it's so early? And it's because it takes the time. We have to get all these trees together. We have to get them to the stores. We have to put them out for display. And people, you know, when November 1st hits, they start really buying their trees.
Right.
So we got to be ready for that.
Absolutely.
So you got to get in advance. I just want to mention, if you can't make it out to Tree Time in Lake Barrington today on Pepper Road to see us, Pat, they can go to any Goodwill and donate
right.
and still get that coupon for
Absolutely.
Tree Time.
Absolutely. Our donation attendants are ready and excited to hand out those gift cards.
She is Goodwill's Pat Bolter, Chief Marketing Officer, and she is doing a great job. So a round of applause for Pat. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Pat.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
A quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy live from Tree Time in Lake Barrington on WGN.
I'll be home for Christmas.
I'm
Steve,
really
would you
in
like
the
to dance
mood.
Are you getting in the Christmas mood?
How can you not when you walk into Tree Time? And I hope you guys were able to have a lovely pizza lunch courtesy of Pinstripes. Did you have the pizza? You didn't?
Yeah.
Then you better get over
get
there.
Get some pizza.
Thank you to Pinstripes of South Barrington for the food, the gift certificates, and mention that you heard about Pinstripes at Tree Time, and you'll get a special incentive when you book your holiday event at Pinstripes before October 31st.
I've been shopping.
What'd you get?
Christmas shopping already?
I've got all my hostess gifts. They've got these really cool, like, towels, like Chicago Christmas, and yeah, I'm done.
How many hostesses do you have?
It depends on the year, sometimes.
Would you live in a mansion? Good God.
You can hear more about it with Steve's Tapes with Billy Bush. They're available at WGNradio.com.
The Bushy and the Bertrand.
The Bushy and the Birdie.
No one's listening.
The Birdie.
I have some good news, everybody. Is everyone aware that if you go out at night now, there's clowns on everybody's block? Did you know this? The world's not safe anymore, Wendy. There's clowns everywhere. Well, guess who's helping to fight the clowns?
Boy.
A man dressed like Batman.
Really?
Yeah. Now, this is in England where, you know, we had the clowns here in the United States first, and then a couple weeks after it started here, they started seeing them in and around London.
Wait, so we started a trend for once?
Yeah, we started it.
The creepy clowns? That's
what
we started?
American made. All right, so here's a story out of the Telegraph. This is in the UK.
Hello.
Hello, Wendy, in English. Your English is phenomenal,
by
the way.
Thank you very much. Yours not so much.
I'm working at it. A killer clown craze is sweeping Britain, with police warning people against dressing as clowns in order to intimidate or harm people. But now the craze has taken a change for the strange in Cambria, where a man dressed as Batman is chasing down the creepy clowns.
Nice.
It actually, when you stop...
What a sight that would be.
But it makes sense, because who is the Batman's most famous villain?
Joker?
The Riddler? The Joker. Thank you, Steve. It's the Joker, and the Joker is a clown. So it kind of makes sense. A photograph has been shared on Facebook of Batman, in quotes, chasing away a killer clown. BBC Cambria reported local company Cambria Superheroes is behind the effort to rid the streets of England of clowns. Isn't it weird that this is an actual story? It feels like I'm making this up, but it's real. They have reassured everybody that the costume man is not a vigilante, but he's just trying to reassure local children who are scared of clowns. Is anybody here afraid of clowns?
Everyone.
Everybody here is nodding their heads a little bit. I don't blame you. BBC Cambria has shared an image of the Batman, apparently from a local child who is being reassured that the clown will be caught. It says, "Hi, Batman, my name is," and then the child's name. "I've been scared of this clown situation, and I see my mommy and you are helping to catch the clown," says the child. "This means that I can now go to school and not be scared." It seems like England, they're too smart for this sort of thing. Here in the States, I kind of get it, but not in England as much for some reason.
That's all right. We have better teeth.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Wendy. That was kind. All right, let's pray. I've scared the crowd, so now let's pray. So before you leave, are you walking out with more goods here?
I'm telling you, what do you bring to a party and things like that? They have some really cool little sayings and everything.
And
not that I wasn't listening to the magic tricks. They're best if you can't see them.
Right.
So that's
magic is always best.
I was on the other side of the trees listening to them.
The one thing they have here, and I've been here, this is my fourth visit here, and every time I see it, it astounds me. I don't know if anybody else has had this problem where one member of your family really likes colored lights on a tree, other one likes white lights on a tree. They have solved that problem here at Tree Time. They have at least one, and I think more trees, that you have the option. It's the same tree, but with a switch, you just hit the switch. It's either all colored lights or all white lights. That's a miracle. That's going to save families.
I think it's just what the wife wants, to be honest with
you. More times than not.
What is Terry like?
I grew up, we always had colored lights, and I always thought, well, that's Christmas. Colored lights is the way to go. And then once I met Terry, we voted, and it was, even though there's two of us, it was a 1-0 vote. I don't know how that happened. Trump's right. Elections are rigged. I didn't think it was true, but they are. So now, ever since we've been married, although she told me at first we would alternate, but...
She lied to you.
I'm sure she did, yeah.
So it's always been white lights at our house since we've been married. Yeah.
Do they blink?
No, it's standard size. Right. Yeah, yeah.
We have two, we have four trees, actually, but...
You're in second place only to Tree Time.
I know. I can't believe you don't have more trees.
Just one for us.
You guys are doing the show from Wendy's next week, right?
Next week, we can do it. Wendy's. Are you guys coming? Everybody's coming?
I don't have my trees up yet.
Everyone's coming.
I have the big one that I got at Tree Time. I believe it's an 8-footer.
Nice.
And then I have an anniversary, and that's multicolored lights, by the
way. Right, right.
That's the family one.
Yeah.
And then in our front room, that's how you say it in the Chicago area,
Front
room.
Living room to the rest of the world. Front room here in the Chicagoland area.
Our anniversary tree, where we have these little Wallace sleigh bells that we put on. It represents every year we were married, and that's all white lights and the silver sleigh bells.
Nice.
And then there's one in the bathroom that's a retro tree.
You have a tree in your bathroom.
It's just a little one. That doesn't count. There's one on the porch, and then, of course, the Star Wars tree.
What do you leave under the tree in the bathroom?
I can't answer that on the air.
And what are the ornaments shaped like? I'm curious.
Mr. Hankey. Wow. There are any South Park fans.
All right.
So we have four trees, and then I think we could put up a couple more, actually.
Yeah, there's always room for more than four. Don't stop at four. All right, we'll take a quick break. We have more planned for you. We're thrilled that you're here. If you're anywhere near the area, stop by. It's Tree Time in Lake Barrington. It's a lot of fun. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too.
Boy, this just puts you in the mood, I'm telling you. We are broadcasting live from Tree Time in Lake Barrington. It's the annual Tree Time Goodwill Artificial Christmas Tree Trade-In. So stop by today, drop off your tree for Goodwill, or if you're near a Goodwill, you can, of course, drop it off there. Bill, when I decided on which tree I wanted at Tree Time, I took, was it two trips out here? And each time it was probably 2 hours.
Sure.
Maybe more. Maybe 4 hours.
It can be done faster. There are people who have gotten out of here in less time.
But you don't realize that, you know, you need to know the height of the tree, the width of the tree, and there are so many beautiful things to look at to occupy your time that maybe you could spend 6 hours out here.
Sure.
And all those beautiful displays are thanks to Jim Whitehead, Tree Time Creations designer and owner of James Daniel Designs. Welcome back, Jim.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to see you, Jim. Now, I saw you get a little embarrassed. You're one of actually three creative designers here at Tree Time.
Absolutely.
Right?
And we have tremendous support staff that actually help us do all of the work here. So
right.
There's really a small village here that actually work together to create everything that happens.
But you were saying to us privately that all the really good stuff was from you.
That's what I overheard.
Right. Yeah, he told us that.
Well, great. Thanks.
Sure.
Like, for instance, perhaps you... What amazes me is you change these little vignettes and rooms year to year, and that's got to be impossible to do. I like the little locker setup with the Blackhawks banners. That is my room. Can I just stay here tonight?
Absolutely.
And the one that's most impressive to me, there's a Dr. Seuss section just around the corner there, and that's really impressive. Love that.
It's about creating the magic and creating a reason for everybody to come back here every year and see what we create so that they can add to their collections.
I heard Lori talking earlier, and we'll talk to Joe and Lori Kane from Tree Time. This is their baby. I heard them earlier on the air saying, you don't even have to buy anything. Come out, look at our displays, get some ideas. So she's encouraging people to steal your ideas.
And we love that. But you could come out here and spend a whole day with the family, and they actually do several breakfasts with Santa and other events to bring your family out. So you don't necessarily need to come out and just buy something. Come out and spend the day. Create the magic for your family.
I'm guaranteeing you will walk out of here buying stuff, though.
There's
you
no
can't
doubt.
Stop.
Right. Jim, so much of the holiday season is nostalgia, and if you walk around Tree Time, you'll notice little hints of that everywhere. There's a window here to our left that really looks like the window you would have seen in a toy store or a department store maybe in the 40s or the 50s. I love that. And everywhere you go, there's that kind of classic Christmas feel.
Well, I'm glad that you actually like that look, because that's what we're doing in the studio this year. On November 15th. Downtown.
In our WGN studio. Yeah. Every year Tree Time decorates it. Every year it's stunning.
I can't wait for the day every year.
What do you guys know the exact day that it'll be redone?
November 15th.
Oh, coming soon. Good. Yeah, when people you can see people walking by on Michigan Avenue looking in and just drooling at how beautiful
That's
it is.
That's at you, Bill.
Yeah, they
drool
a lot of them are drooling at me. Many of them are drooling at me. Let's be honest. Thank you for decorating me. That's always nice every year on November 15th.
I can help.
I look forward to that.
I have walked away with so many ideas. I mean, being the traditionalist with a Christmas tree, you would get new ornaments every year. My aunt, named Aunt, would give us ornaments every year. So I have tons of them from the year I was born. But you put sprigs and curlicues and berries, and no one would have ever thought to do that.
It's about layering. You want to layer as much as you can. I always say decorating Christmas is like an onion, and the more layers you put on, the more beautiful it becomes.
And it'll make you cry.
Yes,
like
absolutely.
An onion. Right. So where do you get your inspiration? How do you think of all these things?
You know what? I just kind of try to come up with things that we've done in the past, things we've experienced, you know, bringing some of the old and the new back together.
Yeah.
And just merging looks.
Yeah.
That's really what it's all about.
Wendy confessed under oath earlier that she has a Christmas tree in her bathroom. How would you decorate that sort of thing, Jim?
Yeah, I'm afraid to touch that.
How about little tiny toilet paper roll ornaments?
I was trying to think of what I've seen out there that would maybe, we'd have to create something.
What about a garland made of toilet paper?
We could do that.
Although people would use that. I don't want them to touch my tree. I just want it for show, not for go.
But you see why I'm afraid.
Yeah, all right. I get it.
But the pine scent in the bathroom is beautiful, really. When
it
you
helps,
think.
That's for sure.
It absolutely does. All right, so when you were a kid, did you know that this was your direction? You just had something in you that you said, I could just take a room and make it look like a wonderland? How'd you do that?
Not really. I actually, Christmas is something I always enjoyed, and so I did it for years for myself. I obviously worked for Department 56 for many years on the design team and traveled all over and did their showrooms.
For people who don't know Department 56, they're the ones, the best of those Christmas houses, the light-up Christmas houses, that's all made by Department 56.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so getting to be on that design team for many years, we just got to experience unbelievable things, and we could, you know, we had showrooms that were just massive like this, and we could do anything in them. So
yeah,
it really helped.
Is a bigger space like this, it's got to be more of a challenge when you look out. This is essentially, it's a warehouse, but you've turned it into almost like Willy Wonka's Christmas chocolate factory. I mean, so a bigger room like this has got to be a bigger challenge.
Right. And, well, that's why we were able to do the larger scale things to create that idea for people to kind of take a bits and pieces of it home and use it.
Yeah.
Been unbelievable. We have to about 50,000 square feet of decorated space now.
50,000 square feet.
And we kind of, is this our 11th year, Joe and Laurie? 10th year?
Sixth year.
Just been
time flies when you're having
fun. You were padding
fun.
It a little. That's okay.
I know, sorry.
Let me remind you, you're under oath.
I just want you to know that you can get everything at Tree Time, including Santa Claus toilet paper,
oh,
which
look at
will
that.
I will decorate my bathroom tree with. Everything is here.
So we can cinch that and kind of create a garland with that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got Santa and he says smile.
Yeah, perfect.
That's appropriate when you go to the bathroom.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, can you mix silver and gold? I know Burl Ives did, but can you mix silver and gold?
Absolutely. The big themes that I think, obviously Santa Claus or Snowman is always a really big theme.
I like the
everybody
snowman.
Loves that. And even if we don't have snow, we have lots of snow. The other look that is really popular this year is the tartan plaids. So we're kind of going back to that nostalgic feel of the old Christmas memories.
Why do you think that came back? That's curious that would be popular again. How come?
You know, I think things seem to cycle every 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah.
And so it comes back in other colors, other ideas, and so that's the reason, really.
And are trends that are big here in the Midwest, is that necessarily the case on the East Coast or West Coast, or is it
very much
all the time?
So. Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah.
It kind of is across the board.
Hmm.
You've got a wall of ribbons. Can you teach people how to make a bow using those ribbons?
Absolutely, but we actually do lots of bows that are for sale in the showroom because people just, you know, like to buy
it's easier to just
so,
get
absolutely.
Them. Yeah.
One of my fondest Christmas memories is we would open presents as a family, as a kid. My mom would yell, "Don't throw away the bows." Oh. We still have bows from 1961 in my house. They never got a
style. They still look good.
Yeah, they're good forever, aren't they?
And there is probably 100 different ribbons on this wall. If you come in and pick something, they'll make it for you here in the store.
Each one of them stunning. This is the tartan. I know people at home can't see it, but this is the tartan plaid you're referring to earlier.
It is.
And it reminds me we're out of scotch tape at my house. It looks like the container for scotch tape.
I'm thinking about the plaid, and really, by sound of applause, and maybe it was just our family, but didn't every family have a plaid family blanket that was draped over the couch,
sure.
Which ultimately you'd put in the car? But did you guys all have plaid blankets? So that's that memory. When it touches your childhood and brings you back to the family, that's what Christmas
is all about. It's all about creating the memories.
You're already working on next year. This Christmas has not happened, but you're already thinking ahead to next year's Christmas,
aren't
you?
Yes.
You work so far in advance.
You have to, actually. If you don't buy it a year in advance, you're not going to get it.
Most of the purchasing of Christmas things, really,
it's in
January, right after Christmas.
Absolutely.
Wow. You have to really plan ahead, don't you? Jim, this place is amazing, and you're a big part of it, and thank you for joining us. We really love it every time we're at Tree Time talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you for coming out and doing this with us today.
That's Jim Whitehead. Jim, give your own business again, so if people want you in any way.
James Daniels Design.
All right. And when I say want you in any way, there are some limits to that, correct?
Yes.
All right. Please, folks, there are some limits to what Jim can do for you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Ho,
we'll
ho,
take,
ho.
We'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy from Tree Time in Lake Barrington on WGN.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Bill, we are broadcasting live from Tree Time. We're in Lake Barrington, 22102 North Pepper Road, to be exact. It's the annual Tree Time Goodwill Artificial Christmas Tree Trade-In. So stop by. We'll be here for a little while longer, but there's lots to look at, and you can drop off your tree for Goodwill.
The first time I was here, I said the same thing that I've heard so many people say today. Even Steve Bertrand mentioned this on the show earlier. You hear people talk about this, but really you have to see it to believe it. No matter how much we say and talk it up, until you walk through these doors and look around and see this fabulous showroom. How many square feet, Joe?
The whole space is 50,000.
50,000 square feet.
of love,
Christmas love in every direction. You really do. You get the feeling of the holidays the way it should be. The owners and proprietors of Tree Time, Joe and Lori Kane, are here right now. Guys, you got to be thrilled. It just gets better and better every year here.
It does. We really enjoy every year. There's something else that we bring to the party: new designs, new offerings, new products, and everybody reacts so great to it that we just want to keep doing it.
Yeah.
My niece Kara was just here with her baby. Adeline, who is my great niece, and I said, "Oh my gosh, thank you so much for coming to visit me." And she said, "We come every year. We're, you know, hi, but we like to look at all this stuff. Yeah. It changes every year, and that's very difficult to do. You guys do a great job."
And on that note, I'd like to give a great shout out to our staff. We have the world's best staff. They work really hard to make it a beautiful place and to help everybody get whatever they need. So thank you all. They all really make it happen.
Yes, indeed.
Please. Applaud all you want, because they don't pay them. Joe and Lori refuse to pay the staff. It's all applause.
We run a Christmas sweatshop.
Don't even say that, because somebody's going to hear that and believe it.
Now, here's the beauty of you guys and the entire staff. The zest and enthusiasm by which you show, like, I come in once or twice a year, and you show me around, and you're so proud of everything. It's not just that, yeah, go look around, whatever you see, you see. You genuinely care. I've seen you with customers. Your dad comes in every year at Christmas and helps customers, Joe. I love that. I love the enthusiasm. You want to get everybody matched up with the proper Christmas decorations and Christmas tree. You guys genuinely care. That's the best.
Yeah, we really do, and it's really all about making the experience what it needs to be for each individual customer that comes in and creating the magic. You know, Jim talked about that. You even see it written all over the showroom this year. It's an important part of what we're doing. We're trying to make it magical for you, and it really is for us, and we just share that.
Yeah.
Last year when I came by, you will both remember this, Lori and Joe, I couldn't decide which tree I wanted, and Lori had a suggestion, and Joe had a suggestion, and at that point I felt like your kid, and it's like, I don't know which one to go with. I think I went with yours, Joe.
Yeah,
I can't
remember.
Yeah, see. Yeah. Sorry, Lori.
It was mine.
Oh, all right.
But no one realizes how, honestly, these trees, you hear artificial tree, they look real. They all look so different, different shapes, sizes, and you guys do such a great job helping someone determine which tree they want, even though they've been here for 4 hours. So thank you for that.
And there are some really unique new designs this year. I have one that isn't in yet. We have some delivery issues, but one that's, it looks like a beautiful big fir tree that's big open areas, and it's got literally thousands of these little micro LED fairy lights within it, so the whole tree just glows with Christmas.
Let's talk about the advancement in the LED lights, because the first couple of years that they were on the market, the colors were a little jarring. They didn't look like traditional Christmas lights, but somehow they've managed a way to make them look like the lights we all grew up with.
Yeah, we've been working really hard with the light suppliers. It's one of the nice things about being a big buyer of trees is that you can influence what's going on in the design side of that. Yeah. And I'm actually an engineer, so I do get into the factories, and I work right with the guys working on making those improvements. And you're right, we've gotten it to where lights, especially warm white LEDs that used to be that brash blue, they're really beautiful warm white lights now.
Yeah. So it's not just me imagining that. Other people have
said. No, yeah, we're really doing that.
Yeah.
They have come a long way.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you've been asked this question a bunch of times. People see what you do here at Tree Time. What does it look like at your house at Christmas time? What does that look like?
They're never home. They're always here.
It looks like midsummer.
Does it really all the time? Yeah. Yeah.
No, we had one year a few years ago where we were all so busy with the rush around here that we literally didn't put up a tree, and our daughter had a little platinum colored tree that's 4 feet tall up in her room. And on Christmas Eve, we said, go up and get your tree, Bernie, downstairs.
For a long time, your trees came in green, shades of green, or white, or sometimes you would get that tinsel tree, that 1950s or 60s tinsel tree. But now you can get a tree in virtually any color, can't you?
You can get them in any color, any combination of colors, like the tree that I showed you earlier today that has, you know, the old-fashioned incandescent bulbs on it that are all multicolored, and some big C7 bulbs that are on it, and some twinkling clear bulbs, and it's got flocked, beautiful, natural-looking branches on it. So. Yeah. It's the mixes are endless.
Yep.
And you can mix your lights, right? You can have, like, different types of lights. They don't all have to be uniform if you want to put your own lights on. Anything goes for Christmas. Isn't that true?
Whatever you want it to be and whatever your tradition is a great tradition. That's the reality of it. And we've done some beautiful things with exactly what you've described. A clear-lit tree with big red C9 bulbs on top of it. You know, so you can really mix and match however you want to.
And you can come out here to Tree Time and see how that looks. Because, you know, you can see it on Pinterest pages and stuff. But until you see it up close and personal, you're not going to get the feeling.
Yeah, that's one of the things we really find is it's very difficult to take the pictures because it tends to just look like a mass of lights and color. But seeing it in person is really a different experience.
And we heard you invite people out. It would be nice if you came and purchased something, but come for the ideas. I'm telling you, you will love it. You'll be amazed. You can go to treetime.com. Joe and Lori Kane, managers of Tree Time Christmas Creations. Everything Christmas, treetime.com.
Wendy sings that 100 times a day.
I know,
in the studio
I drive him
at
nuts.
Christmas time. It's beautiful every time.
No, it isn't.
It's interesting that you noted that. We're, the space you're sitting in, the personality DJ booth kind
yes.
of thing right now.
The cranberry hut, is that what Bill calls it?
Bill and Wendy's cranberry hut.
We actually have designers who work in this space, especially on the weekends.
Oh, really?
And they're showing you how to create things through the day. So exactly what you're talking about. Come on in, bring something that you want to maybe adorn it a little different way, and they'll help you do it.
Awesome.
We had a little side bet, Wendy and I. We were saying when a couple comes in and one of them wants colored lights and the other one wants white lights, Wendy said, and now the more I think about it, I agree with her, what the wife says goes. Is that the way it usually goes with the Christmas trees?
A happy wife.
Happy life. Yep.
That is so not true, and I'm so sick of guys saying that. Why don't you try and make it true instead
it's
of
true,
just
right,
saying
Laura?
It?
Upset wife,
it.
Put away the knife. That's what we say at my house.
I like that. See, you've learned something, Bill, in the years I've known you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for a wonderful winter wonderland. It's really Christmas USA right here at Tree Time.
Yeah, thanks for coming back
thank
out and sharing it with
so
us again.
Much.
And thanks
too.
To Goodwill. That's one of the ways
yeah,
this event really goes.
Thank
Absolutely.
You very much, Goodwill.
Bring in a tree. Help everybody out. Thanks, Joe and Lori. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll close things off in just a little bit. We're at Tree Time in Lake Barrington. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Wendy, I want to thank some people, and I'll need your help because I don't want to leave anybody out. First of all, Ernie and Bill, the hardest-working engineers in all of Lake Barrington, right over there. Kevin, our producer, right over there, newly married, needs to rest. Bob Ferguson, who's back at WGN Central. Joey Gelman, who's back at WGN Central. Marlene Wells, the lady you see, just that lightning bolt you see running around, that's Marlene. She makes all this worthwhile. Certainly the people over here at Tree Time who make us feel very welcome when we're here every year. The people at Goodwill, and most of all of you who came out today, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much for being so nice to us. Can't thank you enough for that.
Wow, I'm just going to say great job, Bill.
Did I leave anybody out?
You left no one out.
I hope I got everybody. Ro and Anna are in the studios right now. Hi, guys. How's everything on that end?
Anna actually off today, and so it's just me holding down the fort till further notice, and I'm slightly nervous about it.
Come on.
Yeah, no, I've never done this before, so I'm not quite sure how to handle
When's
it.
When's the Knarbel wagon coming in now?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it would
help.
Sometimes on a Friday, that Knarbel wagon hits about 1:30, 1:45, and you know, we just try to get through the show as best we possibly can.
What's on today's show, Ro? What do you guys have planned? Or you have planned?
Very much. We got, let's see. Oh, this is very interesting. We actually have a United States Air Force colonel who's going to join us in just a few minutes to talk about those airstrikes in Yemen and what's actually going on there. So we'll get you caught up on that. Tom Serafin is going to be with us to talk about Trump. You know, I think he took a crack at Hillary Clinton's butt today.
Think about the irony of that phrase for just a moment, would you?
So we'll talk about that.
He's by himself.
We have a black. Yeah, I know. It's so funny. That is Wendy. You're 100% right.
Because, well, it's just different, isn't it?
Well, no. You know what happens when I'm by myself is that it's
you think too much. Your brain will start fluttering.
No, you know what happens is my I'm like the dad. You know, where mom has left for the weekend.
Right.
And I got the kids. And I'm
There's
like,
a lot to do.
Right. And I'm like, feed yourselves.
Right. You don't have to wash your hands. Just go. You know, just do what you need.
Yeah. So I think it's just, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you people do whatever it is you people are going to do. Daddy's getting drunk in the corner.
It'll be fun.
That's basically what it's like. So the inmates are going to run the assignment because, you know, as you know, Wendy, I think it's Anna's calming demeanor and centralizing sort of figure where she like pulls us away from the, you know, the really dirty stuff. So anything could happen today. So I guess
I'm going to listen.
Yep.
Yeah.
You and sold
more
us.
Intently
well, have,
today.
Have a great show.
And I got Blackhawk tickets to give away, too. So
oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Exactly. This is Chicago's very own. Great job at Tree Time. And what a great idea. What a great institution Tree Time is. And they do such a great job for us every year, too. So we want to thank them.